And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, Dave Clemens here, wrapping up Inside Central Oregon for this week with some of the stuff that's going on around here. You got Horse Speak, Unlocking the Language of Horses. It's an interactive workshop that's going to give you a deeper understanding of horse behavior and communication through the lens of Lucinda Baker's Being Heard program and Horse Speak. You're going to explore the science and language of horses, focusing on presence and connection when working with your herd. They're doing this on Saturday, August 14th. That's next Saturday. They do it at the Heart Space Horse Sanctuary in Redmond. And there's more information at schoolofranch.net. Join the High Desert Museum for Museum and Me on Thursday. It's a quieter time for children and adults with physical, intellectual, or social disabilities to enjoy the museum after hours. It's a free event when you RSVP for this coming Thursday. More information, go to highdesertmuseum.org. You can enjoy an introduction to square dancing at the Free Community Square Dance Party on Saturday, August 16th at the Pine Forest Grange. No experience or partner necessary. You're going to dance to rock and roll and modern country songs. More information is available at centraloregoncouncil.org. Central Oregon Beekeeping, they're doing their honeybee field day and picnic next Saturday at Well-Rooted Produce in Bend. It's a celebration of pollinators. It's a family-friendly and free event. Enjoy honey and melon tasting, observe hives, and many fun activities for all ages. Meet local beekeepers and learn more about honeybees. You want more information about this one? You go to cobeekeeping.org. You can join the High Desert Museum for their signature fundraiser, the High Desert Rendezvous, on Saturday, August 23rd. Help raise money for the museum to continue their mission of inspiring curiosity and fostering meaningful connections through innovative exhibitions and programs. Go to mycentraloregon.com for more information on this one. You can also find more information at mycentraloregon.com about the Central Oregon Veterans Appreciation Day. Honor those who serve and attend this event on Saturday, August 23rd at the Redmond VFW. There's going to be a 50-50 prize raffle, JROTC demonstration, food, and the motorcycle poker run. Veterans eat free and donations are requested from non-veterans. Again, mycentraloregon.com for more information on that. Celebrate the Outdoors, that's an event to honor Gary Prawl, who always wanted to host events that children that would get children outdoors and give people more education about the outdoors and hunting. Now, this event is going to take place on Saturday and Sunday, August 23rd and 24th at Kirkwood River Park in Prineville. There's going to be food, outdoor vendors, a guest speaker or two, and kids activities. For more information, go to mycentraloregon.com. Well, it's going to happen again, that Great Drake Park Duck Race, Sunday, September 7th. Now, each racing duck entered costs $5, and it benefits nonprofits, Partners in Care, the Latino Community Association, Family Access Network, and the Schutz Children's Foundation. And you get a chance to win a portion of the over $18,500 in prizes. For more information, you got it. You go to mycentraloregon.com. Create your own luxurious skincare products from scratch with School of Ranch's latest workshop, DIY Skincare. You're going to learn how to make goat milk lotion and natural lip balm on Wednesday, September 10th. And there's more information at schoolofranch.org. They're also doing, on September 13th at the Hub and Sisters, an intro to goat cheese making. And this workshop, you'll learn the secrets of goat cheese making by transforming fresh goat milk into delicious cheeses that are easy to make. Registration $40, and more information at their website, schoolofranch.org. Ben's Surf Fest breaks Saturday and Sunday, September 13th and 14th at McKay Park, benefiting the Central Oregon Surf Team Association and Bend Paddle Trail Alliance. This premier river surfing event will feature some of the best surfers in the Northwest, competing for over $10,000 in cash and prizes. Proceeds will fund scholarship programs for Costa with groups, Costa youth groups, to compete in surf contests around the world. There's more information on MyCentralOregon.com. Now, we are in wildfire season, you know that, and Oregon's Public Safety Services and Natural Resource Agencies want to remind you to practice wildfire prevention, prepare your home and a go bag for evacuation, and sign up to receive evacuation information at oralert.gov, and remember to update your information if need be. Again, the website is oralert.gov. New Each Morning is accepting registrations online for their Fundamentals of Peer Support training in September. You're going to get 40 hours of state-certified training and an opportunity for PSS and CRM certifications. Learn more at neweachmorning.org. And that's who we were talking to earlier in the program, Kathy Kosyth, the founding director of New Each Morning, and she'd love for you to go to the website. It's neweachmorning.org. Oregon Parks and Recreation Department encourages you to know before you go when it comes to campfire restrictions. OPRD has banned campfires at all Oregon State Parks and high-risk areas around the state until conditions improve. Most Oregon State Parks currently have a campfire ban. Please check park web pages or the wildfire feature story at parks. Actually, that's State Parks. The website is stateparks.oregon.gov, and you want to check that before you visit. The Bend Farmers Market runs every Wednesday from 11 to 3 through October 8th in Brook Street Alley, just off Drake Park in downtown Bend. The Bend Farmers Market is a true farmers market dedicated to supporting the viability of local farmers, ranchers, and food producers who offer fresh local produce, protein, and farm products to the people of Central Oregon. Come support the local vendors and farmers. There's more information at bendfarmersmarket.com. Did you know 1 in 4 Americans will have a stroke in their lifetime? Man, that's a lot. 1 in 4. Stroke creates many physical and emotional challenges, and Stroke Awareness Oregon offers stroke support groups virtually and in person for survivors, their families, and caregivers. Learn more about these support groups and how to identify a stroke at StrokeAwarenessOregon.org. If you have a drug problem, you're not alone. Central Oregon High Desert Area of Narcotics Anonymous can help. The 24-hour helpline is 541-416-2146, or you can find them online at COHDANA.org. That stands for Central Oregon High Desert Area of Narcotics Anonymous. It's COHDANA.org. The phone number again, 541-416-2146. You never have to use again. They want to help you out. Well, that's going to do it for Inside Central Oregon. I think I've talked enough. More great programming on this radio station coming up. I'll see you again here next week for Inside Central Oregon. Have a great day.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.